Hey, what's up, people? What are you doing? What's kicking? What's chilling? What's everyone doing? Just tell me about your life so that I will talk to. I'm gonna try to act normal. It's difficult, I know, but I'm gonna try. Okay, I'm just forcing this now. But anyways, what's kicking? Because like I don't have even a single view because no one knows me. I'm non-existent to the whole world. My fame is crumbling, even if it doesn't exist. But still, I will wait for someone who will listen to my podcast. Anyways, you could hear the parrot speaking. She wants my attention, but no. This is my time, this is my alone time. No one takes that alone time because this is my time. And now she's gonna come over me and poop over all my head and that I don't want, so yeah. Fuck off, parrot. Yeah, it's making sounds like ew. Ew. Anyways, I'm gonna talk about my day today. And it was a really boring day like the rest of the day, so there's nothing really to tell about, but still I'm gonna talk about how my day went. So basically I woke up at seven, that's a lie, I wanted to exaggerate my story. Anyways, I woke up at seven and at eight I got to the examination hall where I had to give my CIEs, I had to give my physics paper. And I slept at 4 because I was talking to someone I sort of like, I guess. Yeah, I could say that. No, like I like her as a friend, maybe. Yeah, I needed to clarify that because if she listens to that, she's gonna be like, oh, he likes me, but no one likes me. That's a lie. Anyways, so I gave the paper, and as I told that I was like, it was 4 when I slept. So when I woke up, I was so tired. And when I gave the paper and I attempted the first question, I couldn't solve it. It was the first fucking question. The first fucking question has to be the easiest one in the paper and I can't even attempt that first question. And it took me 2 minutes to understand that I really didn't know the answer. It wasn't even coming in the MCQs. It did not even come in the MCQ answers. So I was like super shocked that what the fuck is happening? If I'm messing up in the first question, what's gonna happen throughout the whole paper? Anyways, I took a long breath and then I was like, oh, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna see if I could answer the rest of the questions. Okay, my parrot is getting annoying. She's like screaming at me, wee. Anyways, let's not get off topic. Okay. So I gave the whole paper. And I was so happy that the paper was going good, except the first question, because the first question I don't know what the fuck, where the fuck did they find that question from, because it was too damn difficult for me. Anyways. Okay, so I was on the last question, and it's funny that the first and the last question was wrong, as far as I know. Except the middle part, I think the whole part of it was correct. So it's like 38 out of 40 marks. I'm expecting that. So it's just like life. I know that's a really weird relation because like when I was born, it was a mistake in a way because, yeah, I said that. Anyways, no, it wasn't a mistake. It was a lame joke anyways. So when I die, it's gonna be a negative thing, so that's why I got a negative mark. Okay, this doesn't make sense. I'm lame as fuck. I'm non-funny as fuck. Anyways, I got rid with the paper. And then I come home. No, I don't go home, but actually I go to the airport with my friend who has some sort of work to do there. So yeah, I'm with him and it's tiring and I've like slept for like 5 hours. And after 5 hours, I give the paper and this guy, he takes me to the airport for 4 fucking hours. Anyways, it's the 4 hours they have passed and I'm like, yeah, man, I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna sleep on that shitty bed Why did I call it immaturity? It doesn't even make sense. I was trying to be funny. Anyways. I'm cringy, I know. Yeah. Anyways, I got home. And my mom tells me I have to go to the academy, the counseling center, that I have to prepare for my university. So I have to go to a place to prepare for that. So it's like when I got home, I have to go and like study for another 6 hours. And my mother didn't even give me some motherfucking food. That's harsh. No, it wasn't a mistake, of course. She's not a bad person. She was fasting and I should be fasting, but the day was too tough, I swear. It isn't like I'm a bad guy doing some shit and some sins. Anyways, yeah. I spent 6 hours in the fucking academy, yeah. And when I got back, I ate, yeah. You guys expected something big, but it was small. I ate. Yeah, I love food. Anyways, I ate, and then mom said, do this, do that. And then she said, I'm gonna go now, so you can have fun at home alone. And I recorded this podcast, which is podcast. Do we call it podcast? Because my English is bad as fuck. So is it podcast or is it podcast? What is it? I don't know. Anyways. So yeah, I'm here. I just told you the whole fucking day. And if you survive this, if you listen to the end, I would like to say thank you for no fucking reason, because it just tells me that you're so like free and like your life is such a waste that you listen to these like what's the thing? Yeah, 6 minutes you listen to 7 minutes you listen to 7 minutes 2 seconds you now listen to 4 seconds. Anyways, you're listening right now, so okay, I'm gonna stop. Yeah, so I'm gonna say a bye. It's gonna be a bye to myself, because most probably no one is listening. It's only me who's listening to my voice. So yeah, I would say bye, Hamza. Bye. Weird person.